And they said, terrific guy. Everybody loves him. Did you ever see it, his switchblade? Oh yeah, we saw his switchblade. Did he ever use it? Sure, he used it all the time. What'd you use it for? Oh, he peels an apple, he cuts a piece of wire. You ever threaten anybody with it? Henry, you gotta be kidding. And that was the kind of interest I got. I went to the personnel department. I said, what kind of a record is he at? They said, he has a perfect record. He never missed a day. And we checked the last place. He worked for American Standard. He said he also had a perfect record. So I called him in and I called the committee in. I said, I never dreamed I'd come up with this kind of an answer. But the guy is reinstated. I'll take my chance with the Army. I want this no precedent thing in writing. And no penalty except the 3 days that he's already lost. God damn it, don't you ever walk to the plane with a switchblade gun. And it just kind of said to me, don't be so smug. You think you know all the answers, especially when it comes to people. Because you never know what you're going to find out when you look. And you know, it's easy to go by the rules. But sometimes you go, if you look behind the rules and look beyond them, you really, you know, when you're dealing with people problems. Well, it would have been a terrible miscarriage of justice if I had fired this guy. We'd have let it stand. Because, you know, rules are made to be changed and for exceptions to be made. So that's, you know, and I learned by doing it. I learned that you just don't make snap judgments about people. So that's the only thing I can remember.
I hate to make your story, which I love, an anticlimax, but we really haven't discussed labor relations at all. And I wondered if you had anything you wanted to say about that.
Well, in the years that we've had, a union, we've had 3 strikes. I don't judge the success or how good people are with their employees. Can't relate it to how many strikes you've had. You know, some companies can be very good at their employees and have lots of strikes. So you have to be good at labor relations as well. You have to know what you're doing. You have to know how to play. And I really do believe that there's 2 sides to the bargaining table. And to pretend like you're all on the same team is a mistake. However, once you negotiate a contract, one of the reasons that we've had a minimum of problems is that I instituted this when we had the Hayes plant and we're dealing with the United Steelworkers. What happened was that after we negotiated a contract, we would have a 1-day seminar with all of the foremen and all the union stewards, and we would talk, we'd go over the contract with the fine-tooth comb. We break up into little groups. We talk about the interpretation. We talk about the day-to-day working relationship. And we relate it to their contract. Everybody would understand what the contract said. But then we'd interpret it. We'd say, what if this happened? What if this happened? And as a result, we lived together far better because we knew, we understood each other. It wasn't just a bunch of words in a contract that you put in the drawer and forgot about. And so this was so successful that the head of the union, the guy that we dealt with, he invited me to be a speaker at the United Steelworkers had 1 day devoted to human and civil rights. He asked me to be one of their speakers on their platform, which was the first time they ever did that. But we followed this program for the rest of our operation. Every time we get a contract, we have a 1-day seminar. One of the things I'm proudest of in our labor relations is that the people in the plant trust me. The union committee trusts me. And whenever we have a major problem, when it gets down to the point of mistrust, and that they can happen in any labor relations situation, they call me in and they know when I say something, I have credibility. That I wouldn't make a statement unless it were so. I would make a promise unless we carry it out. And so I have this reputation in my plan. And I think it's well earned. One of the most unheard of things was when we had a plan agreement. And the labor, the contract we had with the union had an arbitration procedure. And the final step, the final arbitrator, in case all else failed, was Aaron Lovins, who was to make the decision. I want management side. Unheard of. And yet, you know, there were times when I got down to that. And you could be sure. Now, I mean, over backwards to be fair, because, you know, when you get that kind of vote of confidence, unheard of. So, maybe that tells you a little about labor relations.
What union is the steel company?
The steel company now is the old AFL Bridge, International Association of Bridge Structural Ornament Ironworks. And the local that we deal with, just a shot in the local, is 527. A guy named Jimmy Perlin, we deal with. He came a long way, but he was tough to get along with. There's a lot of mistrust at the beginning, but he'd get along fine. I could tell story after story about labor relations. I can tell stories about Bill Modello came from the International. He was tough and rough. But I remember one time we had a strike and he came in. And we weren't only negotiating for ourselves, but there were a number of plants to negotiate together, a number of companies. We say, and one day Bill Modell called me and he said, let you and I go out and settle this thing. I said, I can't speak for all the other employers. He said, yes you can. I can't speak for all the other people on the committee either, but we can sell something we agreed to. We stayed out till 5 o'clock in the morning, we were drinking and talking. And we finally settled on something, we agreed and shook hands. We both went back and sold it, and the strike ended. But, you know, I can tell story after story about things like that. But, you know, if you lose your sense of humor, no matter when things would get really rough, people were down to shouting time, I'd always come up with something, I'd try to come up with something to bring a little humor into it and get everybody laughing. And, or, you know, something like, let's forget about this. Let's get down the street and see some good answers. And we do it. Then we come back an hour later. You know, everything would be back. And so that's all I can think of when labor relations. It's, you know, labor relations, marital relations, domestic relations, human relations. No, they're all the same. They're dealing with people. Human relations.
Okay, thank you. It's been delightful. After the tape recorder had been put away, Mr. Levinson mentioned that he had been chosen as the man of the year by Histadrut for the last year. But since it was during the same year as the award from the National Conference of Christians and Jews, even though it was the first time the Histadrut Award was to be given to a businessman, he asked them to please not award it to him for that year, so that he feels that it will be done in the future, but he did not want the two awards coinciding in the same year.